Columbia, testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 3, 2, 1. Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 3, 2, 1. BDJW, testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 3, 2, 1. Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 3, 2, 1. For Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, testing. This is Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey, testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 3, 2, 1. Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 3, 2, 1. W4DJW, testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 3, 2, 1. Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 3, 2, 1. Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 3, 2, 1.
4ZLK, KA3JCA.
3JCA, and 4ZLK.
He got him taken care of, sir. Actually, I just finished. It took that long from the time we finished till now. The FCC site's been up and down. They're doing maintenance today and tomorrow.
I know he appreciates you doing that, and I appreciate you doing that as well. I wasn't sure where to direct him. I haven't been on their site in several years, so I guess I need to check it out since they've changed some things.
You'll have to go in and probably create a new login and stuff under the core system, because what's happened is they've changed their software and stuff like that. So for a while there, they were, if you log in before a certain date, which was sometime last month or the beginning of the month, you could merge your data from your previous account over. And then once that passed, then you just have to go in and re-log in and create a username and password, and then you have to associate your FRN number with that username and password. So it's a little time-consuming, but I had to do it for someone else. And speaking of that, I remember several years ago there was a gentleman by his last three of his call sign was END, but I heard somebody asking the other day if he was a silent key, and I don't know.
Talking about Buddy K4END or KA4END?
Yes, sir.
Still around. I don't hear him on the radio, but I don't, unless something's changed, I think he's still around.
I think that's his call, but yeah, he had problems renewing his FCC license, and he called me. I had him call me, and I walked him through it, and I actually did it for him. And got it all taken care of and printed out for him.
So I might be giving you a call here when I decide to look at that.
It's a problem. It's the biggest thing is trying to get from the FCC ULS system to the core system back to the FCC ULS. And then one site will give you just what's called it's stamped reference copy on the license, which a lot of places won't take. Even ham sites won't take the reference copy. You have to download the one that says official copy. So what I do is I actually, when I get to them and I get them logged in, I actually save it as official copy and reference copy, and then just burn it to a USB drive. That way I have it handy so that if I ever need a copy, I can print it without having to go through all the hassle looking for it again.
Like a good suggestion. I'll have to keep that in mind. Yeah, I don't pay attention. I didn't realize they had changed everything, so I guess I'll need to look at that.
Are you an ARRL member by chance?
I have not done that yet.
Yeah, maybe I ought to just start putting those announcements on the air, because I never thought of it, but there's a lot of people that are not members. But I get notifications when changes happen and so forth like that, whether it's to the VE testing, because I was a VE at one time. I'm just not active right now. And then, of course, I used to be an official observer, and then they changed that entire system, but I never got back involved in it again. I just, with my health, I just didn't want to take on anything I couldn't do. So, So I'm here to help. If I can help somebody, I'll be more than welcome to help. KA3JCA within 4ZLK.
Everybody's got different things they're good at or familiar with. I've noticed some people help out with certain things, other people help out with other things, and it's all appreciated. So I know that station, I can't remember his call, but I know he appreciated you helping him out.
Yeah. Ken was more than welcome, K4, and his wife's call is KF4, Sierra Victor Charlie, I think, or Sierra Charlie Victor, one of the two. But so, yeah, so his wife, she wants a vanity call tag for her car. So, and then I was going to tell you, Sally's at Anderson today. Her and Ashley and her mom drove down to Books A Million to that store. Because there's not one here locally. They've been to Barnes & Noble and 2nd & Charge. Or, yeah, I think it's 2nd & Charles, not Charge. 2nd & Charles bookstore there off of Lawrence Road. So they decided to go to the big one down there.
I stopped at a new and used bookstore in Traveler's Rest on the way home. I've driven by it several times and just never had the time. So I stopped in there today and found a small book. It's a collection of great English short stories, and I was actually in the middle of the first one. The second story in here is The Invisible Man, and then there's others that I've never heard of, so I'm looking forward to that. And the very first story I'm reading, they referenced the county of Norfolk, which is where my mother is from, where all her relatives still are. We got to visit over there, so that was kind of a treat to read that in here.
Awesome. I'll have to get with you and get a list of your authors that you like reading. I like Tom Clancy novels, and hold on a second. It was just on the tip of my tongue, and it'll come back to me. I know it will. But I forget who my wife and my daughter, they're both avid readers also. And my daughter will pick up a book, and she'll read the book 3 or 4 dozen times. That's how much she loves to read. But a lot of times she'll take books and trade them in and get a credit and then go back and get more books, a different one. And I've been tempted to build one of those little libraries that you put on a 4x4 post out here in the front yard. There's two more in the neighborhood, but there's not one on this side of the neighborhood. And I thought about doing that to just put the books in here so people can swap.
Good idea. I like that idea. I've heard of people finding books at bus stations and train depots and things, you know, while they're traveling, even over in Europe. And it'll just have a little note, you know, take it, enjoy it, and then leave it somewhere else, you know. I think that's kind of cool.
Well, I forget. I think one of the Tom Clancy series that I wrote, I like reading his NetForce series. And the other book author I like is John Grissom. I knew it would come to me. But I remember buying a set of books, and I thought I bought the first book, and I started reading it. Part of it made sense, but part of it didn't, because it was like referring to stuff in the first book. And it took me almost 6 months to find that first book.
But that made it difficult, because I would like to start at the beginning, too, if it's a series. You hate to feel like you're missing something.
This one I probably could have picked up from the second book on, but when you're reading it and you're like in 2 or 3 chapters and it's referring to stuff that's in the last book, it was like I just said, you know what, let me just wait. And that's when I realized that there was a first book, and I went and looked and looked and looked, and it just took forever. But now I try to make sure when I'm picking out a book, if it's especially a series, I try to get the first one first.
A lot when I was a kid, had a lot more time. With the job I've had, reading was not an option. Still isn't. While I'm working, obviously, I'm trying to get back into it and looking forward to the day when I can spend a lot more time reading. Between that and ham radio and then, you know, just other stuff. It's just watching TV and movies, you know, just it's a waste of time a lot of times. There's especially anything that comes out now. We've been watching a lot of British crime dramas the last couple of years. About 6 months ago, I canceled my television, DirecTV, and wasn't a lot good to watch, it seemed like. So we'll just stream some of these shows and kind of go through a series, one episode a night or every other night or something like that.
Way with the Spectrum cable bill, but we were paying like $80 a month for internet. And I told my wife, I said, let me just pay the extra $30 or whatever to add the Spectrum app. So I don't have their box, but I do have their app. And so I can look at it either on my phone, my laptop, iPad, or on the computer or the TV screen through the app. And then, of course, a lot of times when the local internet goes out here, I'm able to pick up my phone and stream it through the internet, through the Wi-Fi or the internet through the cellular system, and I can still continue what I'm watching. So that works a lot. KA3JCA.
Or ZLK, yeah. Kind of, you have to have internet nowadays for some, you know, the way life is, but don't have to have the TV. I can find anything I want if I need to, or find out what I want, so it was just, we didn't have a lot of time to watch it anyway, and it was just a bill we were paying that didn't seem to be used much. I might miss it at football time, but then again, I don't get a chance to watch it consistently enough to worry about it. So I'd rather be back doing something that kind of strengthens or exercises my mind a little bit.
Agree with you there. So, well, I know I got, that's one of the reasons we got rid of it, is just because I got tired of when I wanted to watch TV, because again, my health and the medication and the sleep pattern, every time I was trying to watch TV, it was paid advertisement, and I'm like, this is ridiculous, you know? So that was one of the reasons we got rid of it. But I was going to tell you, I talked to a friend of mine who lives in Florida, but he's got like 7 or 8 acres up here on Lake Hartwell, and I was talking to him last night. I'm trying to find out if he's planning on moving back up here and if he was interested in selling half of his lot and so forth like that, because I told Sally I wouldn't mind building a summer cabin or something there up on the lake, and then on the weekends just take off and go up there and imagine just sitting out in the woods, nobody around, 5 acres of basically of land around you, 4 acres, sitting on the porch watching it rain, reading a book.
And that's where I should be right now, but I'm sitting in my office, but it was raining a little bit ago. I might do that here in a minute, go back out on the porch and read. That's a good idea. I was sitting out there one day, and it's been a couple of years now, but a bear walked by, about 50 yards away from the front of the house, just walked down the road, and just kind of looked at me and kept on going.
Wow. Yeah, I've always wanted to live out in the country, and I have a cousin who lives over here in Union, South Carolina, that has probably about 20 or 30 acres that he's all got himself, but he's only kind of built right in the middle of it. His driveway is so long that if he actually were to pave it, his taxes were to go up. So he just leaves it a dirt road and he grades it every once in a while.
Any way to try to get more tax money out of you, won't they?
You remember that story where that lady drove her car in the lake with the couple of kids and so forth? He actually lives up there. His property goes up to the lake, and we're at that edge of his property. You can look across and see the boat ramp where it happened.
Her name was Susan Smith. I remember when that happened. That was awful. N4ZLK.
Alrighty, well, I'm going to let you get back to enjoying your day. I think you said you took the day off there. You're at home working there. Just relax, man. So I'm going to go back to surfing the internet. I didn't get much on my DMR today because Brandmeister is down there doing server updates today, so they're going to be down most of the day. So I figured I'd just watch a little TV and get on 2 meters here, KA3JCA.
Thanks for the call. I enjoyed it. Please say hello to Sally and Ashley when they get back, and enjoy your day. And I copied your number down when you were giving it to, I think it was Ken. Hope you don't mind, but I've got it now, so I might reach out to you one day. You have a good day. We'll talk to you later. I think I am going to go sit on the front porch and enjoy this book. That way I won't get distracted by the radio sitting here. Nothing against you. I enjoyed the conversation, but it'd be a little relaxing out there. I'll talk to you later. KA3JCA, N4ZLK.
All right, 73, KA3JCA.
WAKB2HXS. WAKB2HXS. KB2HXS listening.
KO4HGX. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Patrick, what's going on?
Just sitting here playing radio right now.
Actually, I got a friend of mine driving down from New York. Yes, we're invading. And he's going to be coming down. Part of his way is coming down I-85 through Spartanburg and stuff. And we're just trying to find another repeater west of here. East of here. I forgot my directions. That we can pick him up on. Any ideas? Do you know of any good coverage repeaters over that way?
Mount Mitchell will probably be your best bet, 145-190.
Yeah, that one's usually pretty busy at most times, though. I didn't know if there was anything over in the Spartanburg area that had some good coverage, or it was just this, or Mount Mitchell.
You can try the 146-640.
Near Spartanburg?
It's actually up here in Hendersonville, up above Spartanburg, but it's up on a pretty good ridge, so you might be able to get it, or you can try the 147-285.
That's got a pretty good coverage down this way. I don't know how it is going east, or north, you know, like northeast.
On that, so you just have to try it and see. It doesn't have a tone on it, so it's pretty easy just to spin the VFO over and try it out.
Well, are you home right now? Do you want to take a spin over there and give it a shot?
Minute. KO4HX, and I'll be clear.
KB2HXS, clear, and QSY.